USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With the integrity of the American elections on the line, transparency from those in charge of the votes in battleground states appears not to be a concern. President Trump tweeting the current Georgia recount as a waste of time. The complaint is voter fraud, as Georgia officials are not showing matching signatures during the count. Mainstream media and Joe Biden claim it's the most secure election in American history. Hundreds of thousands of people showed up in Washington, D.C. Saturday to show their support of the president's claim of a rigged and corrupt election. Stop the steal, and we are the champions seem to be their battle cry in reference to President Trump's claim he won the election. USA Radio News is not calling the presidential race until all legal challenges are resolved. Now batting for storm season is number 30, Hurricane Iota. 12 to 13 named storms is average. Hurricane Iota is heading toward the Nicaraguan-Honduras border with 75-mile-an-hour winds and gaining strength. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine will bash the virus over the head and end the pandemic. BioNTech CEO Uğur Şahin said in a recent interview. Şahin said it works because it attacks on several levels. The vaccine hinders COVID-19 from gaining access to our cells, but even if the virus manages to find a way in, the T cells of our immune system will wipe it out. The vaccine will require two injections and should last for a year once approved by the FDA. A New York man was arrested Saturday in connection with an unprovoked assault against actor Rick Moranis that occurred near Central Park on October 1st. Video released by police showed a man wearing a black I Heart New York sweatshirt hit Moranis with a sucker punch and knocked him to the ground. New York City police say 35-year-old Marky Ventura, whom authorities listed as homeless, was arrested Saturday afternoon. Moranis is best known for his work in Ghostbusters, Spaceballs, and Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
National Football League has 12 games scheduled for Sunday, 5 early games, 6 afternoon games, and 1 late game. With half the season being played, who's starting to emerge in the two conferences? Sports journalist Rich Eisen is loving the AFC's Las Vegas Raiders and their quarterback.
It's Derek Carr, man, for the Raiders. He is playing his head off. Dude, the Raiders are hosting Denver, who they should beat. I know that's always a dangerous thing to say in the NFL. They could be 6-3. 6-3 going into their Sunday nighter against the Chiefs to try and sweep them. I told you, I love Jacobs. I love Waller. I love Crosby. I love Abram. They've got players, man. And if Carr, didn't I say this like week 3 after they beat the Saints? They could be a problem. If Carr is efficient, doesn't make mistakes, and that is the way he is playing. And the stats prove it.
The Raiders will host the Denver Broncos at 4:05 p.m. Eastern from the brand new Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. Looking at the NFC, Michael Strahan tells Fox Sports who he likes in the mix.
When you look at the NFC, the best team in the NFC right now looks like the Saints, but you cannot discount Green Bay the way that they've been playing. But then again, Tampa Bay dominated Green Bay, and then you have that team in Seattle that's been traveling a lot on the East Coast, giving everybody fit, so, and they're getting healthy at the same time. But I would say NFC number one team right now is the Saints, but as we know, these things change week to week, and I'm still not convinced that the Saints are that team that is that next tier, next level, just yet.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.